This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump into today's topic, I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is resources, handouts. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. So go over and check it out, and let's head off the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Super excited you decided to join us. Before we jump into the formula for a successful offseason, I'm going to give you a couple of golden nuggets here. I'd like to do a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Go over and check them out. They are a Midwestern company, and they are the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. That the only reason the ball goes in our gym sometimes is because Dr. Dish. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, anything, mention me and they'll give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is the roadmap that you need. Buy a coach for a coach. I'm not running a business. I'm not a trainer. I'm not all that. I'm someone that's doing what you're doing every day, teaching, coaching, trying to make my team better. Not one of these gurus is trying to make, you know, a boatload of money. I'm trying to take my wife out to dinner. So come over. So if you support the podcast, come over, join a 14-day free trial. You will not be disappointed. All right. So the formula for a successful offseason, I'm going to leave you, first of all, with a golden nugget. As I'm finishing this podcast up, the final four is kind of ending and it's over at this point. Success leaves clues. Let me say that again. Success leaves clues. Okay. So there is a formula to success. You know, when I took over the program that I've been in, it's a nationally ranked program. Now we've won 3 state titles, we've been to the state tournament 10 times. We've got 4 runner ups. I've coached NBA guys. I would consider, I'm almost at 500 wins in 25 years. I think we've had a pretty successful program. Not to brag, but I think we've been pretty successful. And one of the reasons we are is we weren't initially. I was the only applicant for the job that I got. No one wanted it. It had been a doormat of our state. It had been a doormat of the league. And the first thing I did is I knew their success leaves clues. And when I took over at Memorial, the hockey team was a dynasty. The baseball team was a dynasty. The football, everybody had won. And the first thing I did was find those coaches, and I looked for clues. I looked for what were they doing? How were they successful? What made them? Was it their youth program? Was it the type of player? And they left clues. So there is a formula to this, to having a successful program and to having a successful basketball culture. First of all, first thing you need to do is know where you're going. I'm starting here. So the first time when I took the Memorial job, the first thing I wanted to do was have a winning season. Second thing I wanted to do was beat Janesville Craig, who's the dynasty in our league. Second thing is I wanted to make it to sectionals, which is before the state tournament. Next thing is I wanted to get to state. And then I wanted to win a conference championship after Craig. Then eventually I wanted to win one. I knew we were going to go from A to B. It took us 7 years to get there, but I wasn't surprised because I knew where my team was going. I knew where our program was going. I knew what we were going to have to do to be successful, to make young men great individuals and basketball players. So success leaves clues. Okay. You have to build your game and your game plan and your program around the type of players you are. If you're coaching in Northern Wyoming or you're coaching in Chicago, you have to have a game plan, a mentor, a process in which you know the type of players you're going to get. You know the kind of, you know, Can you man up? Can you run? Can you slow? Can you shoot? Can you defend? What can you do with your specific players? So you have to come up with a game plan. And this is, again, side note, this is where teachhoops.com comes in, because I can help you figure out a game plan to see where you're going to eventually go, because you need to find someone outside of your circle that can look at your team. And then within that game plan, you got to put your players in the right position. So I always say this, I said this a couple of weeks ago with the teachhoops.com member, the key to winning is having a plan, know where you're going, have a plan, and then figure out how you can accentuate the positives and hide the negatives. What is your kryptonite? And you're, maybe you have short kids, maybe you have athletic kids that can't shoot. What is your kryptonite? You have to hide the kryptonite. So you don't want that to kill you, and you want to accentuate the positives. If you've watched the NCAAs and you watch Iowa women's, like Caitlin, they are accentuating her positives, and I would not consider her an elite defender. So they're hiding her weakness so that she can still play. She's very good, don't get me wrong, but if you have to pick a weakness, it's probably her. She's one of the best passers I've ever seen in collegiate basketball. But so that is, I think that is the collusion. Let me leave you with this. Success leaves clues. Success is a formula. It is. I don't care where you're coaching. I don't care what level you're coaching. There is an answer. Question is, you got to find it. So my three keys, my things for you is know where your team is going, have a game plan, and then figure out how you can put your team, your players in the best position to be successful. That's my challenge to you in this offseason. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.